Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. This is going to be a short one, but I would like to talk to you today about SALT deductions, which are state and local tax deductions. So, my view on these is pretty simple, and it contrasts with the view taken by a lot of people on the right, including some with sizable platforms. So, buckle your seatbelts, let's get started. So, my view on SALT deductions is that we should not only keep them, but that they should be unlimited. There should be no cap. It should be that you can deduct the same amount of money that you pay in state and local taxes from your federal, from the income that is used to calculate your federal income tax. Whether that's $500 or $50,000, whatever it may be. There's two reasons why I support this. First one is that I believe that states should stand on their own two feet, that states should be as financially independent as possible. And I think that this would help with that because I think that not only would this lessen the cash flow to the federal government, which I could understand being problematic in the wake of the amount of debt that the federal government has run up and continues to run up. But I think that in the long run, this would be helpful. And I could also see the argument that allowing people to pay less in taxes overall because of the double taxation, which I will talk about here in a second, would also, it would also allow for more participation in the economy because the smaller amount paid in taxes would free up some money that people could use to either spend it on goods or services, which obviously helps the market. And, since sales tax is the one form that, while I know that no tax is great, I don't think taxes are great. I don't think anybody thinks that they are, but sales tax is the one form of taxes that I could have fewer qualms about, which I talked about in a previous episode. This increased amount of disposable income people would have, it would allow them, at least in theory, to afford more goods and services or more expensive goods and services if they're looking for that kind of thing. And that sales tax income would flow back to the states because it's the states that collect that, which is why the amount varies from state to state. But we're not here to talk about sales taxes. We're here to talk about SALT deductions. I think that, in short, no matter how high or low your state's income tax is, I think that these SALT deductions, especially if we get rid of the cap, would be good for the states. I also think that the bigger reason to get rid of the SALT deductions is so that you have much less what's called double taxation, where it's pretty self-explanatory. People are taxed and then they're taxed again for the same money. Now, this would still exist in business affairs because many business arrangements involve the business getting taxed and the people in the business getting taxed, even at the ownership level, especially like corporations are notorious for this. But at least in personal taxes and personal income taxes, you would not have nearly as much double taxation, if any at all, because people would be able to deduct what they've already paid from the amount that is used to calculate their federal income taxes. I think we should abolish the income tax altogether, but if we're not going to do that, then this is the next best thing. So if, for example, Bob makes $100,000 And then let's say he pays 20,000 of that 100,000 to his state and local governments in the form of income taxes. And for the sake of simplicity, we're going to just assume he has no other write-offs, no other tax credits, no children, no tithes, none of that. So let's just say that they're going just based off of these two things. So then in that scenario, that 20,000 would be deducted. So then the federal income tax that he pays is based on him making $80,000 rather than $100,000 a year. So then he would pay less in federal income tax than he would if it was assessed based on him making $100,000 a year. That would not only be good for Bob, but again, it would also be good for the federal government. It would be good for the states because, you know, I think if states can't just rely on the federal government being there and being able to just provide crap loads of money, pardon my language, maybe that would encourage people to tighten their belts a little bit. Maybe this uncapped deduction would also encourage the federal government to at least a little bit. I mean, I know that's a bit less likely, but maybe it would, at least in theory. Well, unless they just decide to print money. Because politicians don't manage taxpayer spending very well. They are like the little kid that you give him $10 for allowance and he goes out and spends it all immediately. In fact, they're much worse than that. If any of us spent or ran up debt at the rate and in the manner that the federal government does and delayed payment on it as long as federal government has, we'd be in serious hot water. But getting back to the SALT deduction thing, I actually would say, and I'm not sure how you would implement this, but I could even support, making this deduction automatic. Not even just something you can apply for, but making it automatic so that the IRS would see that you pay this much in your state and local income tax and would automatically deduct what you've already paid from the income that is used to calculate your federal tax. Again, I'm not entirely sure how you do that because I'm not an accountant, I'm not a tax preparer, I don't know for sure. I may look into it more when I have more time on my hands, but for right now, I'm just going to go with that. That would be good if there was a way to implement that, and there may be a way, but I don't know of it right now off the top of my head. But in short, to recap, I support uncapped SALT deductions, not only because they would help to lessen double taxation, but also because they would be good in the long run for the states and possibly the federal government, although the key word there being possibly, because the federal government, unlike the states, can print money. Because I think the states should stand on their own two feet as much as possible, and the federal government needs to have something to help discourage it from just spending like there's no tomorrow. I acknowledge that blue states have higher state and local taxes, so I acknowledge that these deductions benefit their people more than the people of lower tax red states. I know that, but sometimes a policy doesn't have to be red in order to be right, you know? And also, I acknowledge that we're in the middle of a massive debt crisis, and you know, if we don't start doing something to help pay it off and to help prevent it from just going on and on and on, and the debt just growing indefinitely, we're going to have almost a gray goose scenario when it comes to, you know, our financial situation, because, you know, if we default on our debt, it's going to be economic world. It's going to be a worldwide economic disaster. I acknowledge all of that, but I still think that in the long run, an uncapped SALT deduction would be better for the majority of people. And that not only practically speaking would it be better for them, but also as a matter of principle. Because as you know, I think that to the extent that we should have government, which we obviously should, because I'm not an anarchist, you know, men are not angels, we do need government, but I think it should be very small, and most of it should be at the state and local levels, not the federal level. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and I hope that you will pass this along to anybody you know that may be interested. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audible, Amazon Music, the RSS feed, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. You can also contact us on our Facebook page at Jesse's Fireside Chats and on XJFSCPod. The X page I would encourage you to look at more, because I post more on there than I do the Facebook, but I do post on both. We technically have an Instagram, but since this is an audio medium, I don't know what exactly to post on our Instagram, especially since most of the things I post on Facebook and X are text-based. Anyway, if you want to send me an email, you can at jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's JESSEAS firesidechats@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and have a blessed day.